South Korea's new president visits President Trump today. They share a common problem. South Korea's neighbor, North Korea. Here's NPR's Elise Hu.
Listen closely to what U.S. leaders say about America's 60-plus-year alliance with South Korea. Something in the language perpetually pops up.
America's commitments to defending our allies remain ironclad.
That was Defense Secretary Jim Mattis in Seoul in March. Here's Secretary of State Rex Tillerson weeks later.
The ironclad alliance between the United States and the Republic of Korea has remained strong.
And Vice President Mike Pence in Seoul in April.
The United States' commitment to South Korea is ironclad.
Hear a pattern there?
It really is ironclad, you know. You know, it is ironclad.
David Kong heads the Korean Studies Institute at the University of Southern California.
You know, in some ways, if you have to say it too much, that means you're a little worried about it, right?
Despite commitments from both Seoul and Washington that the U.S.-Korea alliance is as strong and ironclad as it's ever been, the administrations on both sides of the Pacific are new and untested. While the South Korean president, Moon Jae-in, comes in with government experience the American leader lacks, he did just start last month.
The Moon administration isn't really staffed up yet, isn't really prepared for a summit. And certainly the Trump side isn't really prepared for a summit. They don't really have a policy in place. The Trump administration doesn't have an ambassador to Korea, for example. They don't have a lot of the State Department and defense officials for East Asia in place.
On top of that, Moon takes a slightly different tack than the U.S. and his predecessors on North Korea, which is expected to dominate the summit. Moon has favored engagement with Pyongyang and is open to talks to get to a freeze on nuclear provocations.
너무 오랫동안 닫히고 막혀 있었습니다.
For too long, we have been closed off from each other, Moon said in a speech last week. Our government will find ways to restore inter-Korean relations and to reopen dialogue. The Trump administration has so far rejected the idea of talks to get to any freeze. It instead outlined a policy of increasing sanctions and pressure on North Korea, following the same path the Obama administration took for years. The U.S. has also begun deploying its missile defense system, THAAD, on South Korean soil. But President Moon is slowing it down for an environmental review first. That could be an issue of contention, but David Kong says for this first summit, appearances are the main objective.
They just want to have a good photo op, not screw anything up, and hopefully not talk about anything too much of substance, precisely because neither side is really ready to talk about it yet.
The clock's ticking. Analysts say North Korea's weapons capabilities are getting better with each successive test. But whatever tensions brew below the surface, the language at this summit will likely stay the same. Expect to hear something about the U.S.-Korea alliance being, you guessed it, ironclad. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.